Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Best American Short Stories 2024, selected from U.S. and Canadian magazines by Lauren Groff with Heidi Pittler, with an introduction by Lauren Groff, read by Vikas Adam, Raymond J. Lee, Jonice Abbott Pratt, Corey Jackson, Christina Delane, and Gilly Messer. Forward. Series editors, at least the editors of the Best American series, are different from other book editors. We do not suggest corrections or changes to text, or work with marketing and publicity departments to help guide publication. We do, however, read. A lot. In my research for 100 Years of the Best American Short Stories, published back in 2015, I learned about four people who weren't often explored publicly, the four previous series editors of this longtime book. The first was Edward J. O'Brien, who had fallen in love with reading as a child with a heart condition. Poe, Dickens, and Balzac became his companions during those times when his illness flared. At only 23, he set out to create a yearbook of American short stories. In order to stay on top of the flood of magazines that submitted their fiction to him, O'Brien devised elaborate filing and tracking systems, indexes of periodicals and every story that he'd read, relevant articles, and even a necrology of writers. He spent weekends reading short stories, stopping only for meals. Martha Foley helmed the series from 1941 to 1977. She had been co-editing Story magazine when she took over the series after O'Brien died, and she herself wrote fiction and had had stories appear in the Best American Short Stories. Her system of reading and tracking was less orderly than O'Brien's. She rated each story as superlative, quite good, above average, and the others I try to forget. And she tracked them all on colored index cards. Foley read in bursts and often fell weeks behind schedule, to the chagrin of her publisher. Next came Shannon Ravenel, who had been passing along stories to Foley as a young editor at Houghton Mifflin, something that Foley did not always welcome. After the latter died, Ravenel edited the series from 1978 to 1989. From South Carolina, Ravenel was the only child of older parents. We had no money, but we had this good southern name, Ravenel. I grew up reading. I had very, very bad eyes and was told that I shouldn't read too much, but I did anyway. Ravenel was the first to work with guest editors, but this did not lessen the number of stories that she read. Guest editors chose 20 stories from a pool of 120, a number winnowed from thousands by series editors. Ravenel later co-founded Algonquin Books, and in 1989, she resigned from the Best American Short Stories in order to focus on the new publisher. Her replacement was Katrina Kennison, another young editor at Houghton Mifflin. I have to confess, I had always been a novel reader, and I don't think I took short stories all that seriously when I began, which is a terrible thing for an editor of short stories to confess. But I had just become a mother, and there was something about the form that really attracted me in my new life, because I didn't have a lot of time ever to sit down and read at a stretch. Kennison was another keeper of file cards, but she managed to stay on top of the fast flow. Failing to stay on top of the tide was to drown in unread literary journals. Kennison oversaw the series until 2006. It was not easy to find information about my predecessors. One scholarly book about O'Brien that largely focused on his religiosity and the poetry that he'd written, a partially written memoir of Foley. I interviewed Ravenel and Kennison, but reading through my notes, I saw that there was much I hadn't thought to ask, and I hated to try.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?